Are you or a loved one in recovery? Then you need to order a copy of the new book, Building Blocks of Recovery. Building Blocks of Recovery is a roadmap for people in recovery. If you've been in recovery for years or are just beginning, Building Blocks of Recovery is for you. Inside, you will find sober support recovery steps combined with holistic methods of living and growing that will help you recover from the inside out. Order your copy on Amazon for Kindle and at buildingblocksofrecovery.com.
Well, hello and happy Gratitude Week. This is Sandy Kozlowski, your hostess for this evening and also the author of Building Blocks of Recovery. And I am so glad to be able to come to you tonight. And hooray, I finally got the new commercials recorded. I got a couple of commercials, so I was kind of excited about that. Doing a little work, trying to make sure that this show is exciting and for you. Nobody sent in recipes, so we're going to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving, about the holiday, and about what we can do to make it the best recovery holiday ever. First, let me share with you something going on. I have a Kickstarter going on, so kickstarter.com if you're familiar with it. And what I'm doing is I used to be a musician. Well, I am still a musician, but I used to travel with a band called Planet Percussion. And we had, and the leader there just taught us all, you know, whether you had any talent or not, quite frankly. I think I came to the former rather than the latter, and taught us all to play amazing and beautiful music. So I was thinking about him, and then I was also thinking about the veterans in my life that I know. And it came to me during a time of meditation that I needed to take my percussion skills to people who are hurting and bring them music of healing. And so I have a Kickstarter going where I want to purchase a set of crystal singing bowls. They're not cheap, but I'm hoping that it gets started. So Kickstarter.com, you'll find me under Sandra Kozlowski. And I want to let you hear a little bit of my bowls that I already have. They are Tibetan singing bowls. They are brass. The one bowl that I'm holding in my hand, actually, this is what's funny. So I have three sizes. The one bowl I'm holding in my hand is actually hammered out, and it's very rough. And people say that you can't make the bowl sing because once it starts vibrating, the sound gets bad because the shape is not perfectly round. And what's really interesting is that in my early recovery and during some very bad and high anxiety days, I taught myself on this bowl how to quiet the mind. And the way that I quiet my mind is that I try to, and I might, we'll see if I can do it tonight, but I make the bowl sing even with its imperfections. And that just kind of reminds me of me. Sorry, I don't know why it's suddenly going to make me cry, but it reminds me of me that I can sing even with my imperfections. So I want you to share a little bit of Tibetan singing bowls if you've never heard them before. And with the crystal singing bowls are even a little more magical than these. So, but I'm going to tell you, my bowl that is not perfect is my favorite. So here I go. I hope you can hear that. And what has been proven to be very magical about those the concerts that are done with the singing bowls is that it, by the way, did you hear I could make it sing? This bowl and I have been around together ever since I got sober. So the bowl and I, it sounds silly, but the bowl and I almost understand each other. But when people lay down in meditation to that kind of music, really helps people to just heal and get better and be able to go deeper into meditation with the life music. So Kickstarter.com, look under Tibetan Singing Bowls, I think you'll find me. Well, hello, and hello to the people on the chat. I come here for my weekly smile. Yeah, you know what? I love that people are starting to call in and write in. It makes it definitely a lot more fun to do the show. And it makes me happy to be able to bring you the information. So let's talk about Thanksgiving. And let's talk about the good and the bad. And give me a call about your memories of Thanksgiving. I'd love to chat with you actually tonight. 646-716-5901. 646-716-5901. Love to hear from you tonight. I am, sorry, I'm doing 12 things at once all of a sudden. I am so excited. I have a good and a bad about the Thanksgiving holidays. I'm sure many, many of us do. The good, of course, my two favorite Thanksgivings, one of my two favorite actually was, this might sound funny that this is going to be one of my two favorites, but one of my two favorites was when my youngest child was born. He was born almost 10 weeks premature. And on Thanksgiving Day, he was going to be given a blood transfusion, and we weren't sure if he was going to live or die. And so my five children and my husband at the time and I were staying in this little tiny, well, I was staying in a little tiny studio apartment, but my husband at the time brought over Thanksgiving and all of the other kids, and we sat there in that little teeny tiny apartment, and we had to spread a sheet out on the floor so we could all sit around for Thanksgiving and eat our food. And with the cooking and the heat of the cooking, we kept setting the smoke detector up. So there's no smoke. It's just, it got so hot in there with all those bodies and all the cooking. And I remember feeling like that was going to be my very, very favorite Thanksgiving ever. This Thanksgiving, I'm going to be spoiled by the kids. The kids are actually going to be cooking for me, so I'm pretty excited about that. I have somebody in the studio today, and I'm wondering if he wants to come over and tell his favorite Thanksgiving story. And he's 16, so he's bulking, but I am waving him over. And actually, the person I happen to be waving over is that baby, who is now 16 years old.
Hey, my name is Tim, and I am the youngest of six children.
Yeah.
And
you're a rapper.
I am a rapper.
Do you have a YouTube yet? Do you have your own YouTube yet?
No.
Should
probably set that up.
You know, the thing I like about your rap the most, actually, is the fact that you don't swear. I mean, I know that sounds really dumb and that sounds really mom-like, but I like that anybody can hear your stuff.
Yeah.
So, hey, tell me about your favorite Thanksgiving. What's your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
Well, I'd say my first favorite Thanksgiving is, you know, the one where I didn't die.
Sorry. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty nice. And, I'm...
So, on the chat, we just got, hey, Tim, give us a wrap.
Ooh. One day, I'll...
One day, he'll come prepared.
Yeah, maybe next week I'll come prepared with a wrap so I can, and,
So, what is your next favorite Thanksgiving memory?
I'd say my next favorite Thanksgiving is when we had the most family together, our, my oldest brother and his wife, and we all just, had, like, we did fondue for Thanksgiving, and we all just sat on the table and, like, talked for hours, and... the family felt very close, so it was nice.
That was a good Thanksgiving. It was really super fun. So if you haven't done it, every year I try to do something like, if you don't rap, I will call in and sing, and you don't want that. I love the chat. And for those of you listening, I have to tell you, we read the chat and we have to laugh too. I love my people in chat. So, anyway, so what we did is instead of doing the quote-unquote normal Thanksgiving, I always try to mix, I'm sure this surprises you, but I always try to mix it up a little bit and make it happy. And so one year we decided to fondue. So then that year we made like potatoes and we made the stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
But we fondued turkey and shrimp. What else did we fondue that year? Do you remember?
No, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. But it was super, super fun. And, you know, here's what I liked about it. Kind of talking about building blocks of recovery, too. That was mindful eating.
Yeah.
We did not overeat that day, but we spent like 3 hours just, do you remember that? Just talking and focusing on each other and listening and laughing and waiting for the food to cook. And it was definitely the least we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important to realize where I work, we have this book, have this curriculum called MRT. And one of the things it talks about is the best of times and worst of times. And we've definitely talked about two of the best of times, Thanksgiving. But there, you know what? There's also been the worst of times, too. Sorry, my dog is not behaving. There he goes. Anyway, so we also have the worst of times, too. And there have been a couple of worst of times Thanksgivings that we've had for sure. And don't say your aunt didn't bring one of those fruitcakes. No, we don't do. However, I do need to say, we're talking about fruitcake right now in the chat. I do have to say I love my daughter-in-law with all of my heart. Like she is a big part of this family in my heart. I was to learn that she does not like our family secret recipe. She did not like Heavenly Hash, but she finally, after 7 years of being married to my son, came out and told us last year that she didn't like Heavenly Hash. And we were horrified. Like, actually, dinner stopped. Like, everybody just, it was one of those, wasn't it one of those movie moments where everybody just stopped and looked at her like, what? You don't like Heavenly Hash? It was pretty funny. So, anyway, talking about the worst of times of Thanksgiving, I remember one Thanksgiving where I found out about this later that day, but a little boy that I know, knew back then, I was little then. Oh my God, Heavenly Hash is my favorite. See, you must be meant to be part of my family, right? Anyway, I knew you were. pardon me. He had gone out to play hockey, dinner to be made, and fell to the ice and died that day. I think many of us also have those stories of Thanksgivings that were difficult. And, you know, we really get to decide. We get to make the decision. What are we going to focus on? Are we going to focus on so here's where it gets interesting. Are we going to focus on the negative or on the positive? Are we going to focus on all those Thanksgiving that did not meet up to our expectations, or are we going to focus on only the Thanksgivings that were spectacular? And I have to tell you, I really believe the answer. What do you think, Tim? Is somewhere in the middle. What are you thinking? Okay, he's so nervous about potentially rapping, he forgot what I asked.
True.
Okay, so... So what do you think is important, to focus on the Thanksgivings that weren't your favorite, or ignoring those and just thinking about the ones that were your favorite?
I'd say I've never really seen Thanksgiving as, you know, spending a lot of money on a big meal that we're just going to devour and then all go into our separate rooms. I'd say it's more of like the family time of actually being at the table. And we just got to focus on that, because family's important.
And I think that sometimes, you know, it goes into mindfulness. Like, of course I'm going to remember the sad Thanksgiving. I mean, of course, I'm human, right? Those memories happen. But I'm also going to remember the happy ones. But here's kind of the interesting part. If I only remember the sad or only remember the happy, then I'm not living in today. I'm not living into where I need to be right at very moment. And this very moment, where I need to be is focused on the people who are directly in front of me. We're going to go to a commercial in just a moment. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about how to build community around Thanksgiving.
The How I Bounce Back Conference is coming in April 2016. This will be a free online conference with speakers from all over the globe who will be sharing their stories about how they bounced back from life's challenges to live a life of meaning and of purpose. Do you have a bounce back story? Contact us online at buildingblocksofrecovery.com and share your story with us at the How I Bounce Back Conference in April, buildingblocksofrecovery.com.
I am so excited to be doing the next How I Bounce Back conference in April of 2016. And right now I am collecting stories. So if you do have a bounce back story, please contact me. Send me an email at buildingblocksofrecovery@gmail.com and let me know what you bounced back from and how you're doing. Okay, so Tim, what do you think? You just said that you think family is the most important part of Thanksgiving for you. What would you say the second part, second thing is?
I want you to spill my mom's water. I think it's making sure, like it says in the name, giving thanks to everything you're thankful for.
Well, and I think that it is that spirit of gratitude. And I think that when we are truly grateful for each other, that makes all the difference in the world. I don't think that we can or that we should just say, you know, thanks. I think it has to show in our actions. So what kind of actions do you think are important, not just on Thanksgiving, but on any day to show gratitude?
Well, manners are definitely one. And I will admit that I have had my fair share of, not the best manners, but I really try to fix that because good manners show like that you're thankful, even though it might just be like a please or a thank you. That really means a lot to people. And yeah, just showing respect to other people.
I think that that's true. You know, it's really hard for me like to go to the store and say I'm shopping for Thanksgiving dinner for my family and I'm pushing people out of the way to get it. It's like, that to me is a little, well, really? Like, come on. I won't fight for a parking spot. I, in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, it says we cease fighting everyone and everything. And I think that dropping the ego around Thanksgiving is important. Like, you are important. My boundaries are important, but you are important too. And I think that that's super important to remember. So another thing about the holiday is make sure that you're part of a community. Make sure that nobody is alone on that day. There are a lot of community dinners in my area going on. And I have to tell you that even on years that we could afford to, I think that,
thank you for that advice. Well, you guys shouldn't call me doctor. That would be appreciated.
Maybe that should be your rap name, right? Dr. Tim. Anyway, so there have been years where we were just going to kind of set, it was kind of setting up to be a lonely Thanksgiving. And even though the boys and I had the money, we would go to community Thanksgivings and we would donate the money. And that we were going to spend on our own meal, we would donate the money. And that really meant a lot to us because we didn't have any family that was around us. We were alone for whatever reason. And people came around us and they would just really support us. And then the boys learned that beautiful gift of service work. Like they would go help empty the trash, or they would go and help like hold the door open for somebody. And all of those things actually is what means gratitude in our family. So it's more than just a meal, and it's more than just looking like Pinterest. It really is about being real with what we have, being real with what we need. What else do you have, Tim? What else about the holiday are you thinking about?
Well, I think about a nice turkey dinner. I'm pretty excited for that. But, I think it's really showing gratitude, like, what you're thankful for, because people often don't do that. And if there's any time to do that, it's around the holidays, where people are usually pretty stressed because they're so busy preparing for the holidays that they forget the spirit is, like, of the holidays, showing thanks, what you're thankful for.
Well, don't you think that people get caught in that need to be perfect?
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, you and I think it's probably okay that I say this, but you and I both have high anxiety.
Yeah.
And the need to be perfect, what does that do to your anxiety? Brings it up or brings it down?
Definitely brings it up.
Right. And that's, you know, that's one of those things. And the truth is that, you know, being perfect is not helpful around the holidays. Being loving is. Now, that's actually more important, is being loving. And so I like what you said. Like, and, you know, the other thing that I try to realize is not to act like we're the only people in the world. Like, I really try to listen to other people around the holidays. And I think that gift of listening to people is what's hugely, hugely important.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Tim. Mm. I know how to say this. Tim started yawning, and pretty soon it's going to be all over for me in just a minute. He starts yawning, I start yawning, it gets all bad all fast, right, Tim?
Yeah.
So anyways, gratitude's important. Mindfulness is important. You know, and being mindful, I would love to say someday I'll be a strict vegetarian, and I don't think that that's probably ever going to happen because I do still eat poultry and fish. I just haven't eaten beef or pork in almost 30 years. I know it's a long time. But, you know, I try to honor, like, our food. We don't overcook, and we definitely put the food aside and make the food mean something. One of the things that Tim and I like to do is we like to go up on Pinterest and really make things that are super special, not perfection, just special for us. By the way, in the last few minutes of the show, we need to talk about alcohol in food. And I know I've said this before, but please let me say it again, because actually on my LinkedIn account, people are connecting with that whole bit about alcohol cooks out of the food. And actually, I am one of the few people that says alcohol, I am strongly promoting the study. Alcohol actually does not cook out of the food. Let me say that again. Alcohol does not cook out of the food. It takes 3 hours for alcohol to cook out of the food. And then not cook out, but be in negligible amounts. And so I just really want to share with you that please make sure if you're going to someone's house, chicken marsala, marsala is alcohol, bitters is alcohol, several red wine. I know somebody that recently got into trouble for eating red sauce when they found out that red sauce, the person who was cooking the red sauce used red wine as an ingredient in their red sauce. So please, please, please be careful. Flambé equals alcohol in it. No, it does not burn off. So I want you to know that alcohol is important. I got to talk about cannabis. You know, a lot of people are, you know, the more that recreational use becomes okay, the more that we're going to run into this. That people might bring, quote unquote, treats, and I'm not even being funny, treats to your Thanksgiving table if it's a potluck. Or you may go there and they may make something to make everybody, you know, kind of take the edge off or whatever. Please, please, please be very, very careful in what you're eating. Now, if you accidentally consumed something and had no idea and just truly had no idea, I don't consider that a relapse. I don't know what you're thinking. I don't consider that a relapse. However, if you do know what's in there and you eat it, we might need to talk about your program a little bit, right? But please be careful and be knowledgeable. If people do not, okay, I'm just going to say this. You take it however you want to. You know that I love you. But if people are not supportive of your dietary needs, and I'm not talking about the kind of way out there ones, like my one son used to never want to eat anything red. Well, we could never ask a host or hostess to not serve anything red, right? But I'm talking about the ones that are life-threatening, so the life-threatening ones, like a gluten allergy, a peanut allergy, a nut allergy of some kind, alcohol, cannabis, thing that would threaten your recovery. Or if you're trying desperately to lose weight and they won't put one meal or two things on the table that is within what you can eat, that's not a place you have to be. There are no shoulds in Thanksgiving. So please know that that you deserve to be respected. First, you need to respect yourself enough to say, this is my boundary. This is what I do. Second thing, if people say, well, we'll have non-alcoholic wine there for you, which there is non-alcoholic wine. It's basically, you know, juice, right? Carbonated juice. And as you are eating and drinking, you start to feel like you can't quite, the wine is starting to get to you. You're starting to really smell it. You're starting to be looking at it a lot. You're starting to think about just one can't hurt. Get out of there. Call your sponsor. I'm going to say that again. Get out of there. Call your sponsor. The best way to do any event is to call your sponsor before, right in the middle, and after. It's called standard two-minute events, right? So you call your sponsor before, you call your sponsor during, and you call your sponsor after. And what that's, and then you go to a meeting. Because the truth is, we are going to be around people who have alcohol. We are going to be around people who smoke weed. We are going to be around people who overeat. We are going to be around people who eat gluten and want to eat gluten. Like, we are going to be around those people. But what is the most important thing is to live in a spirit of gratitude. Gratitude and resentment cannot coincide. They don't live together well. So finding a way to step out of the situation, if it becomes a trigger, is the most gratitude and gracious thing you can do for your host and hostess. Learning to love yourself is the most gratitude thing that you can do when people have granted you forgiveness for what you have done in the past in your addiction. Then gratitude is saying, I'm going to step aside so we all can have a happy memory. Please remember, it is your choice how you remember this Thanksgiving. Our family just got some potentially difficult news. And, you know, nobody's really talking about it yet because we're all still a little bit in shock. But we also know that we're going to do some majorly fun things this Thanksgiving. And so our Thanksgiving this year will be bittersweet. It's going to be happy, and we got a little fear going on. But we get to choose. You get to choose whether you have a happy Thanksgiving or a sad one. My hope is that it's happy, because I truly am so proud of you. I'm proud of your recovery. I'm proud of what you've done and how you've done it. And I encourage you to keep going. May you be blessed this holiday season. This is Sandy Kozlowski, the author of Building Blocks of Recovery. Available now for you on Amazon.com and for the Kindle is Building Blocks of Recovery, the second edition, where I took the initial workbook and I reworked it so that you could really delve in deeper. The deluxe edition has journal pages, coloring pages, recipes, delicious color. It's a 360 experience on how to change your life. The journal pages is if you download the Kindle version and you're looking for something a little bit more to go a little bit deeper, the journal pages are for you. Building Blocks of Recovery is now available for you to purchase for yourself or a loved one on the Kindle and on Amazon.com. Hang on, Dr. Tim, next week you'd better rest.
Yeah.
No, we're gone.
I can start it, though.
I need you to wash him. He's just, he's... Either you or Silas. I don't care. That's fine.